Speaking on this program is Bill Boyd.
I invite you now to take your Bible, turn to Matthew chapter 7. We'll begin in verse 15, at the very end of Matthew chapter 7, at the conclusion of the Sermon on the Mount. It says, "People were astonished at His doctrine." This is the doctrine of Christ. "For He taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes." There's other things to be astonished at in the Sermon on the Mount. Jesus spoke with clarity. He spoke with boldness. And while we live in an age where people like to speak in ambiguities and like to dwell on subjectivism, and they'll sit here and say, "Well, now this is what is true for you, and this is what is true for me." And when Jesus spoke, He talked about that which was true and that which was false. And so in this part, He warns us, beware of false prophets. What I want to do is notice in this that He affirms that false prophets exist. He warns us that they are deceptive. He warns us that they are deadly. He tells us how we can tell a false prophet from a true prophet. And then He shows that false doctrine cannot save. So let's look and see what it is that Jesus says here in this sermon. As He says, beware of false prophets, that's not the first time this comes up in the Sermon on the Mount. He already had said in the very beginning, toward 5, that there would be those that would speak evil against you for My name's sake. Perhaps He was answering a charge later in chapter 5 where He says that I'm not come to destroy the law and the prophets, but to fulfill, with some charging Him maybe with misrepresenting what He was trying to do on this earth. And then He got into this time after time. 5 times He said, "Ye have heard that it hath been said." And He's referring them to the scribes and the teachers of their day and what they were saying that Moses meant in the Old Testament. And they weren't getting it right. And He was comparing that with the truth that He was bringing in the New Testament. In chapter 6, He begins to warn of hypocrites who do their deeds so they may be seen of men and would judge others falsely. And then in chapter 7, as we were dwelling at last time, we talked about the Sermon on the Mount. He talks about the straight and narrow way that leads into life and compared that with the broad way and the wide gate that leads to destruction. And so He follows that with this, beware of the false prophets. Can't you just hear those false prophets? Don't go through that narrow gate. Don't go through that rough way. We've got a broad way and an easy way to go. That would be the message from the false prophets. And you listen to the message, a lot of these preachers on the TV and the radio, they're still teaching that same thing. Go, there's the easy way. There's this money gospel, this idea of if I can just do everything, I'll make all this money, you see. And you'll hear that gospel. And we certainly hear it from the world talking about how it's just too hard to do what's right. And let's go this easy way. And so the Lord warns those of us that are standing before those two gates making a choice on the way we're going to live. He says, you beware of the false prophets. He's later going to say in Matthew chapter 16, verses 5 through 12, to beware of the leaven of the scribes and the Pharisees. And when He says that, He's talking about their doctrine. And if you know what leaven does to a lump, leaven is actually, it corrupts the lump. That's actually what it does. And then it spreads throughout. And that little bit of false doctrine from those scribes and Pharisees can corrupt your souls, would be the analogy going there. Matthew chapter 24 and verse 11, He says, "Many false prophets shall arise and shall deceive many." In Matthew chapter 24 and verse 24, He said, "There'll be false Christ and false prophets doing lying wonders and would, if they could, deceive the hearts of the very elect." In Luke chapter 21 and verse 8, in a passage, almost the same thing, in Mark chapter 13 through verses 5 and 6. "Take heed lest any man deceive you. Many will come in My name, and say they are Christ, and shall deceive many. Jesus often found himself in debate against the false teachers of his day, the chief priests, the elders, the scribes, the Pharisees, the Herodians, the Sadducees, and the lawyers. And he said to them, "Ye serpents, ye generation of vipers, how can you escape the damnation of hell?" And it did not end with Jesus, but a confrontation with false prophets continues throughout the book of Acts. And we read in the epistles about false teachers. Look at 2 Peter. 2 Peter chapter 2, really the end of 2 Peter chapter 1, talks about the prophets who in old time were speaking by the Word of God. And then in 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse 1, it says, "But there were false prophets also among those prophets." And then he says, "Even as there shall be false teachers among you." And so when you read the Old Testament and read about those prophets, you need to remember those prophets were speaking the truth. And as they were doing it, there were false prophets teaching error that were confronting them. And certainly we read in the New Testament about those who were going out to teach the truth, and there were false prophets among them. And so it should not surprise us today that there's false prophets among us today as well. Now, these false prophets are deceptive. See what the Lord says in Matthew chapter 7? "They come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they're ravening wolves." False prophets often have hidden agendas that they're not going to tell you about. They're out to deceive you. And the Bible is filled with warnings about deception from false prophets. Romans chapter 6, 17 and 18, it says that by good words and fair speeches they will deceive the hearts of the simple. In 1 Corinthians 11 and verse 3, they beguile through subtlety. In 2 Corinthians 11, 13 through 15, and I wanted to read that one. 2 Corinthians 11, "For as such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ, and no marvel, for Satan himself fashions himself into an angel of light. Therefore it is no great thing if his ministers also fashion themselves as ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works." Galatians chapter 2, verses 4 and 5, it talks about false brethren that are brought in unawares to privately spy out our liberty. In Ephesians 4 and verse 14, how those by sleight of men and cunning craftiness lie in wait to deceive. In Ephesians 5 and verse 6, it says that they would deceive with vain words. Colossians chapter 2 and verse 4, beguile with enticing words. In Colossians 2 and verse 16, beguile through voluntary humility. That's those who would feign humility or do things to make you think, oh, they're so humble and pious and good, when they're trying to deceive you and lead you in a false way. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verses 18 through 20, talks about seducing spirits, speaking lies in hypocrisy. 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 1, it says they will privately bring in damnable heresies. And in Jude 4, they creep in unawares. All the things we hear, certainly in the matter of religion, it is just an abundance of false prophets. And it's the way Satan works. Now look at, it says that they look like they're harmless, but they're deadly. They are ravening wolves entered in among the flock. And that reminds me of what it says in Acts chapter 20 and verse 29. how that Paul was warning the elders that there would be grievous wolves enter among the flock after I depart from you. And then he said, also from among your own selves shall men arise, teaching perverse things to draw away disciples after them. 1 Peter 5 and verse 8. The devil walks about as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. And the devil's behind those wolves in sheep's clothing. 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse 1. It tells us that their heresies are damnable. So don't let someone tell you it doesn't make any difference what you believe. You can believe a lie and be lost. So it's important to make sure we know what the truth is. Because the false doctrine won't save. And anytime someone tells you it doesn't matter what you believe, then you can mark that person as a false prophet. Now, you can tell a false prophet. Let's look over here at Matthew chapter 7 and verse 16. Ye shall know them by their fruits. The men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles. So every tree that bringeth, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore by their fruits ye shall know them. You go out and you see a plant and there's grapes growing on that plant, you know what you've got. You've got a grapevine. If you go out and see figs hanging off a tree, you know what you've got. You've got a fig tree. If you grab a branch and your hand is cut by thorns, you know what you have. You have a thorn bush. And if you see those stickles coming out of that thistle. You know what you've got when you've got a thistle, that flowering thistle? And so you can know them by what they produce. And that's how you can tell a false prophet. A false prophet will produce false doctrine. Now, we've got to know what they're teaching, and we can know the truth. If you look at John chapter 4 and verse 1, tells us how we can know. 1 John chapter 4 verse 1 says, Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Now this is a place where the word spirit is put for the teachings of that spirit. And you try the spirits. You test the teachings to see whether or not they are of God. You need to do that because there's a lot of false teaching out there. Now, how do you know? Well, look down from chapter 4, verse 1. If you look down to verse 6, John says, We are of God. The men that gave us the Bible are of God. And so that's something you can count on. You can take that as the truth. That says that he that knoweth God heareth us. He that knoweth not God heareth not us. Hereby ye know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. We've got a Bible. And these men are of God and gave us the truth in his word. And the way you can tell whether someone's teaching the truth or not is compare it with what these men said. They'll listen to this and their teaching agrees with this. It's the truth. If it doesn't agree with this, then it's error. And the reason so many are led away from truth unto error is because they don't know what this says. They're not spending their time studying the Bible. And if they would, they'd be able to tell the difference. Look at Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 13. It talks about a time when God had given gifts to men, and these were miraculous gifts that men had and abilities to serve in various roles that they might edify the church. But here's all these men speaking all these different things at a time when God is giving His revelation in part, and then there are these false teachers. And so here they hear someone speaking the truth, and they believe that, but then here comes someone speaking error, and what about that? Well, some of them will believe that, and they're being tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine whereby men are lying and waiting to deceive. But then there's going to come a time when this truth is revealed to us in whole, and with that we can tell truth or error. Look what it says in Ephesians chapter 4, in verse 13, talking about these miraculous gifts and these partial revelations are there till we all come to the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure and the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we be henceforth no more children, tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine and the sleight of men and craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. And so if we would know the truth, then we would know everything that deviates from that is something that is false. You'll know them by their fruits. False doctrines have consequences in the hearts of those who embrace them. Now, here are some things you can tell whether or not you hear a false prophet. Someone says, well, yeah, that's what the Bible says, but you watch out. There's a false prophet. Someone says, but you know, I have a revelation and I feel like the Lord's trying to tell me, well, you better watch it. There's a false prophet. Someone says, well, there are many denominations and we're all trying to go to some place, and I say to each his own. There you have it. A false prophet. Someone says, let us do evil that grace may abound. A false prophet. Someone tells you, oh, yeah, you sin, but you know, everybody sins, and sin is not so bad. You don't have to worry about that sin. You watch out. There's a false prophet. Someone says, Christ is not come in the flesh. There you have it. A false prophet. You hear the word, thou shalt not surely die. You better watch out. There's a false prophet. Moses warned about a false prophet to come in Deuteronomy chapter 18, and you might want to look there. Because many of these false prophets will use great sensational things, and they will talk about things that are going to come to pass, and then the time comes, and it doesn't come to pass, and there you have it. A false prophet. And Moses says in Deuteronomy chapter 18 and verse 20, the prophet which shall presume to speak a word in my name, which I have not commanded him to speak, or that shall speak in the name of other gods, even that prophet shall die. And if thou say in thine heart, how shall we know the word which the Lord hath not spoken? When a prophet speaketh in the name of the Lord, if the thing follow not nor come to pass, that is the thing which the Lord hath not spoken. But that prophet had spoken it presumptuously, thou shalt not be afraid of him. So you shall know them by their fruits. There's one last warning that the Lord gives here in this talk about false prophets, found in chapter 7 and verse 19. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. False doctrine will not last. And false doctrine can't even save itself. So be not deceived. You can't be saved by false doctrine. The way to be saved is to believe and obey the truth. Now the Bible says to believe and repent. And anyone that ever tells you that repentance is anything less than turning away from your sins, you've got a false prophet. The Bible says to confess His name before men and to be baptized in the name of Christ for the remission of your sins. And someone tells you, you can be saved by faith only without all that. You don't have to be baptized. You better watch it. There's a false prophet. The Bible says to walk in the light as He is in the light and be faithful to Him all the days of your life. And someone says, but don't you know about once saved, always saved? And you be careful. You've got a false prophet. The Lord has always said that if you'll believe my word and obey my voice and continue with me, I'll be gracious and forgive you of your sins and receive you unto myself. Someone tries to tell you that God can't save you from your sin. You just be careful. They're a false prophet. And if someone says, oh, don't get all worked up or get in a hurry about this. Don't just take your time and you need to think about that and delay and put it off. Then you be careful. There's a false prophet. Because there's always an urgency to obedience in the Scriptures. And you are not guaranteed a tomorrow. You don't know what tomorrow may bring. So do not listen to those voices that would take you away from the truth. Cause you to delay from doing what the Lord would have you to do. Listen to the Lord and listen to the words of His book and do what He says, and you will be saved.